Cambridgeshire has been designated as one of four new enterprise zones in the East. The announcement made by Chancellor George Osborne in yesterday's government spending review has been welcomed by East Cambridgeshire MP, the Conservative Lucy Fraser. Julian's been speaking to Miss Fraser about what it means to the area. He started by asking her about the changes to the amount spent on each school pupil, less in Cambridgeshire than many other parts of the country, which was finally resolved in yesterday's autumn statement.
I'm absolutely welcoming the fairer funding deal we've got, something I've campaigned on for 2 years. We need a fairer funding deal in Cambridge because it's, at the moment, the position is we get about £2,000 less per pupil than some other areas in the country, which just isn't right. So what the Chancellor's done is say that he's going to review that so we have a much fairer arrangement across the country, and it's something that I've been pressing incredibly hard for since I've been elected and before I was elected.
Because this is something I think which all of the MPs within our area, Heidi Allen, of course, you know very well, I'm sure, and Daniel Zeichner, obviously for Labour, so perhaps you know him less well, but it certainly seems to be something that everybody's in agreement on.
Yes, I know both of them well, and there is a wider group of MPs as well, the F40 group, which have been campaigning, because it's not just Cambridgeshire that gets a bad deal, it's many areas across the country. So, you know, as in all things, you know, campaigning on something with a group of people is always much more powerful than campaigning on your own. So it's fantastic news for quite a number of areas around the country.
That's a good news. The thing I can't understand about it is how such a disparity could arise in the first place. Is this something which had just simply emerged over time?
So what happened was the funding formula was set historically a long time ago. It was meant to be a temporary arrangement, and it was set on the basis of how much local councils spent at that time. So some areas managed to be extremely efficient and deliver good education, of which ours was one, at a lesser rate than other areas around the country. And because we delivered it at a lesser rate, that was our starting point for the funding formula. And then, of course, over time, our rate has increased less pro rata than other areas. And so that funding gap has increased as time has gone on. So many people have accepted that it isn't right that you have a situation where you have one area in the country which gets significantly more than another area. So what I did 2 years ago is I took the head teachers of the state secondary schools in my constituency to see Michael Gove, who was the Secretary of State for Education then, and then Nicky Morgan, to explain, you know, how it affects the schools in the area. And, you know, we heard stories like, you know, they can't, one of the schools said they couldn't recruit a specialist geography teacher because they simply didn't have the funds. They spent the first 10 minutes at the beginning of a class just looking for textbooks because they didn't have, you know, enough textbooks because they didn't have enough funds. So
very, very basic issues, really.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. It needed to change, so I'm absolutely delighted.
Other thing I'd like to mention to you is the idea of this new enterprise zone. I guess around Cambridge, we already have the city deal, but this gives a lot more and help to business under what I think we have to call the Cambridge Compass. How does that sit, though, against these proposed cuts in the business department?
Proposed cuts in the business department.
I think we're talking about a reduction of funding. I think the figure is 17%.
So, I mean, what the Chancellor has done is enable, he's giving more powers to local people in a number of different ways. So he's taking away the local government grant, but allowing councils to collect business rates themselves, which will actually enable them to receive more funding, and that money will be able to be spent on services and infrastructure and businesses. He's also announced in relation to social care that that councils will be able to raise taxes themselves in order to fund ring-fenced for social care. So he's enabling local areas to manage the regions that they control, which I think is excellent news.
I guess it's all part of this thing of reducing the involvement of the state, but at the same time, as you say, putting it into the local area. I'm wondering if, particularly on the business side of things, if there's any particular business or maybe types of businesses which are clustered in Cambridge and East Cambridgeshire which would benefit from this.
Well, there's lots of measures in the budget that will benefit Cambridge businesses. So, for example, on science, and obviously we have a big biotech centre in and around Cambridge. Science investment in science is going to go up by 500 million with increased spending on catapult centres. So that will help local businesses. There was also announcements in relation to small businesses, which will obviously, we have a number of small businesses in and around Cambridgeshire, so that will help them too.
That was Lucy Fraser, the Conservative MP for East Cambridgeshire, talking to Julian last night on the autumn statement and the repercussions for this area, the good repercussions for this area.